Hello everybody, thanks for being here. My name is Gülşah. I'm software engineer at Collaboro Productivity almost 3 years. I'm mostly working on Collaboro Office and I'm experienced with interoperability bugs. Today I will talk about how do we proceed when we receive a problematic OOXML document from a customer. When we get a problematic file, first of all, I try to reproduce bug myself. In this process, I check whether missing information is given. If I cannot reproduce the bug, I report my own steps and ask what is missing. Generally, reported files are complicated and crowded. To focus the problem, I try to simplify document if it possible. For example, the bug can only relate with a table in a document, but there may be additional text, images, objects. In that case, I clean the unnecessary objects step by step. At each step, I check to see if I can still reproduce the bug. Then I inspect the problematic object on UI. Here I take notes of what catch my attention. Then I read the XML files inside the document. OOXML documents contains compressed XML files. When we use unzip command, we can see the XMLs as you see at the image. At this stage, I can get more detailed information about the problematic object. For example, a paragraph element will look like my slide. It has more information than UI, as you see. After that, we try to detect problematic part in XMLs. As you can see, OOXML is a hard to understand document format than ODF. At that stage, we can get help from the OOXML specs. Now it's time to understand how CollaboroOffice handles this problematic object. For this, we need to collect good keywords from the XMLs. Then we are on the hardest stage and it's not possible to formulate. We will grab our keywords, take notes, read the suspected code parts, debug them. We will do it again and again until we understand what's the problem in code base. When we understand the problem once, we will apply our solution ideas